really was able to do everybody a favor and knock off Harbor Beach tonight, it could throw it into a four-way tie here by the end of the week if they get down to it. But this is the one that's really hard to predict who's going to win it all.
I agree. East is, normally it's the Wild West, but it's a toss-up in the East this year. And then let's go to the NCTL, the North Central Thumb League. Deckerville sits atop that one with a good distance between them. Deckerville at 3-0. The next closest, Memphis at 1-0. And then North Huron, Peck, and Kingston all without victory in the NCTL.
Well, I kind of figure Deckerville to walk away with that North Central Thumb. And I'm not sure where Memphis is going to fall in, but I think Deckerville is the cream of the crop there.
And Deckerville has scored 145 points, 4 and 81 against. And 81, a majority of that was in week number one when they took on perennial power in the state, Mendon. So Deckerville's just been cleaning up in the NCTL. Then in the mid-Michigan eight-man, we have Akron-Fairgrove undefeated at 2-0, then Owengage 1-1, and then Marine City-Cardinal Mooney at 1-1, then CPS at 0-1, then Flint-Michigan School of the Deaf at 0-2. So there are your standings right there. We'll be right back from Ubley. The crowd's starting to file in. Looks like the rain has actually stopped up. It's turned out to be a beautiful night.
Looks like the sun's trying to break through as those as the lights.
Well, it just you got to get your glasses checked there.
Oh, okay.
It's still an overcast, but a beautiful night. This is what high school football is. I'm excited. Ron's excited. We're excited. The bees are flying right in our booth here. So if you ever hear us jumping around, that's not because of the music you hear, but it's in fact because we have bees in here. But that's a whole other topic.
They won't bother them if you won't bother us.
I like your style. So we'll be right back in Ubley. Harbor Beach versus Ubley at Ubley in 18 minutes. Kickoff indeed. It's going to be a stellar one. You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school sports.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
It's football season, and you know what that means, right? We're turning up the thermostat and watching the dollars fly right out of our wallets. Your friends at CHS in Ubley want to help you keep those dollars and warm you up at the same time. CHS in Ubley offers outdoor wood furnace systems from Central Boiler Products. These systems are safe, efficient outdoor wood furnaces that provide 100% of your heating needs. Central Boiler manufactures and distributes the classic outdoor wood furnace, an outdoor wood-fired hydronic heater that heats multiple buildings, domestic water, and more. The outdoor furnace is designed to work with any existing heating system, with many models and sizes to choose from. An outdoor wood furnace system from Central Boiler and CHS in Ubley is the logical choice to keep you warm and save you money. For more information, call Chris at CHS in Ubley at 989-658-4328.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Ubley Harbor Beach, going on the road to take on the Bearcats. It's the orange versus black, or the black versus orange. It just depends what you're talking about.
Well, it just depends on which color. We're going to have to make sure we say either Harbor Beach tonight. But before we go any farther, I have to give shout-outs.
Here we go.
Here, I got my list out. I want to make sure I say hi to my son, Derek,
and his wife. It looks like the New Testament is so long.
That's right. And Sarah, and you're trying to throw me off track, but it's not going to work. And then my daughter, Ronnie, and son-in-law, Rocky, and my daughter, Carmel, and her husband, Jeff, and, of course, my other daughter, Robin, and a special hello out there to John Singer. Hopefully he's getting well.
Indeed. And would you like to say hello to the entire 374 Social Security system?
Well, if I had their numbers, I would do that.
Right.
But
we'll pass on that. Yeah, that gets a little touchy.
Yeah. We'd have to extend the program a little longer than we'd want.
Yeah, well, just speaking of Congress, anywho, it's we're at 14 minutes away from kickoff. You're tuned to WLIW, your home for high school sports. We've gone through the rankings. We've gone through the standings. We've gone through the results. What's that leave, Ron?
Well, that leaves us to two teams.
Fish dinner.
We didn't get that yet.
We're still waiting on dinner.
We're still hungry, but we did get some popcorn, and we got to sample that and have pizza down below. So if you're in the area, come on in and sample that. 10 miles or out, come in and watch a good football game and sit in the stands or stand in, along the sideline.
So you're saying 10 miles tonight of distance. Why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I found out this FM station goes a little further than I thought.
Just a little bit. We can get all the way up to Tawas there.
Yeah. See, back in the day, we didn't have all this stuff or travel that far. Sometimes we had to send some of our information by telephone back to the radio station.
Telephone, not telegraph?
No. Nope.
Okay, all right. Just checking. All right. So we've hit the fish dinners, we've hit the polos, we've hit the media passes, we've hit the standings. It's time for the what's your bet?
Well, let me go like this. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about both teams. Both teams are going to use the tight ends are in, and so they're not going to spread out unless in special situations they like to spread the defense out. Ubley, depending on past years, I know they have a new coaching staff this year. If they'll be using a five-man front or an even-man front. But in the past, they dare Harbor Beach to throw the football, and Clark has got our first B tonight, so we've got that out of the way. But both teams are going to be running close to the vest, and whoever can do the best job running. But now I got to, you know, I went to this table of knowledge, and the women were split. Some took Harbor Beach, some took Ubley. And then the men were also split. Some took Harbor Beach, some took Ubley. And I'm going, now what do I do? So then I was talking to this one little sweet gal here. Her name is, I won't mention her name, Marie. And she says, I was born in Ubley. I had to take Ubley. And I'm saying, what's up with that? Why? You can pick Harbor Beach if you want. And then her husband dutifully picked Ubley. Ed, poor Ed. Picked Ubley. So tonight, my pick, Clark, and I broke the split, I picked Harbor Beach.
Oh, wow.
And now it's your turn to be on the hot seat.
Oh, man, I am torn. I really am. I've set aside all of my allegiance for Harbor Beach today, as much as it kills me to do so. I'm a Pirate graduate, 2007, you do the math. But right now, all allegiance aside, we're here as part of WLAW as the dance team for Ubley is out on the track. If you hear some lounge music in the background, that's what you're hearing. They've got about 12, 13 girls out there, so it's fairly impressive, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Anywho, so I put all allegiance aside.
You got to be here to see it,
that's
too.
That's right. So I put all allegiance aside. Ubley is a very, very, very tough place to play.
It's almost a borderline championship when both teams. The problem you have Ubley girls marrying Harbor Beach guys and vice versa. And then they got kids. You got cousins, uncles, aunts.
It's a mess. Yeah, but in both teams, orange and black on top of that. So it's very interesting. I've been teeter-tattering with my decision all week. And I think I finally come to a conclusion. Ubley, it's very difficult to beat at